Hello.
Go ahead, Anne. Yeah, Anne, if you'd use your little hand, that helps me because I'm watching for the hand, not watching people.
I had my hand up. I don't know what happened to it. Just a minute. Oh, there it is. It goes away if you don't use it, Joe.
There you go.
Like anything else. I know from talking to a couple of businesses here in town, and I'm going back to this preemption that they've taken out, that if we feel we need to do something more stringent than what the mandate says regarding certain businesses, that we still have to submit a plan to the commissioner and the governor in order to be able to do that. Is that my understanding?
That is my understanding from the email that I received from Nils Andreessen. He forwarded an email from Commissioner Crum that said, if a local community feels like they have a local issue that needs to be addressed, that needs to be run up the chain to the governor's office and the commissioner to have basically a one-on-one conversation about that.
Okay, now what form does that take from us?
My assumption is that it needs to be some sort of a letter from the mayor requesting that normally when it's going to the governor's office and to a commissioner, it would come from our highest elected official.
Okay, because I've talked to a couple of businesses here in town who are not at all comfortable with reopening until there is testing available. And the mandates came down from, it was kind of a sub-mandate to the one today, came down where it's very, very difficult to do business under the guidelines that the governor's office has published. So I suspect that we will be discussing that more and looking at it, but neither one of them feels safe either for their clients or for themselves running their businesses at the time.
Yeah. And I spoke with Jake at the Stikine Inn, and his comment to me was that whoever came up with the restaurant program has no idea how restaurants work. You can't you can't staff up and run 25% of your tables and think you're going to make any money at all. The other factor is that there's a liability factor for businesses because there's multi-million dollar fines if you're found in violation from the state on this. So there's a whole bunch of questions that people are going to want to find out about before they rush into reopening and do it wrong and get people sick. Because the fine is $2.5 million, I believe, somewhere around there.
See, that there's liability. There's the minute they reopen, they're exposing themselves to, yes, we keep saying there are no known cases of COVID-19 in town. But if someone wanders in without having a test, you don't know on that day, they may have tested negative. They may not have any symptoms. So they infect a person, the person infects. It's just, they were just incensed that had come out. And I thought about the restaurants too. And I thought, well, that's gotta be the same case. So, yeah.
Assemblymember Morrison, Mr. Mayor, is that okay if I?
Absolutely, yep, go ahead, please take it.
Assemblymember Morrison, I think it's important for us to take to heart what Assemblymember DeLong said, and that is, we have the luxury here in Wrangell of being able to pay attention to each individual business and their unique circumstances and needs. And I think this community, through the Reopen Wrangell Task Force, as it's now being called, have the ability to send a very positive message that it may not be safe for some of these businesses to reopen given their unique circumstances, and that we need to try to support them as we can in their decision to wait until there is more robust testing, or to still continue to do curbside with them or delivery or pickup or whatever that may be. I think Assemblymember DeLong bringing that up is paramount.
Okay. I agree with that. I think we can work with this.
And Lisa, if there's the possibility, and I would defer to maybe Assemblymember DeLong's committee could look at this, there's a possibility of us helping provide some legal advice to people too, that, small businesses don't have lawyers on staff. Perhaps we can, as a part of this process, help businesses to better understand how to protect themselves legally so that they don't get into trouble. I think the chances are small that someone would be charged, but I don't think it's non-existent. But maybe there's ways that we can arrange for that, or a discussion with somebody somewhere to help facilitate a Zoom meeting where businesses can come online and hear about different ways of protecting themselves, or additional insurance, or whatever it might be, that we might be able to help get that together for them.
I think, Mr. Mayor, probably not us doing that, but perhaps facilitating an attorney that is versed in business law, or an insurance agent to provide local seminars on those sorts of things. Maybe something that we can assist the Chamber of Commerce in pulling together to do. That may be something that other organizations like the Anchorage Economic Development Council is already doing. So we might be able to piggyback off of something like that in one of the larger communities.
Perfect.
Mayor, do you see that Assembly Members DeLong and Decker have their hands up? I think you're muted.
Sorry, I didn't see that. Assembly Member DeLong?
I just wanted to kind of follow up on this mainstream of not putting pressure on these businesses to just open doors, you know, like nothing ever happened. Something did happen. We are all going through it and having to pivot and having to get creative with our business. Individually, businesses need to step up in their own ways to survive this. People are leery about, you know, starting a website or getting things online, but for businesses to thrive, like it's changing, and we need to change with it. And, you know, again, reopening is gonna look different in different ways to different businesses. I, for one, enjoy the curbside, no contact. I don't necessarily wanna be walking around in a mask all day in my shop waiting for somebody to come in. You know, we talked about doing some fun things on the floor, like bear paws for 6 feet apart. So we are looking for constructive ways to make businesses feel comfortable and educating the consumer at the same time. So very clearly on the door, it, you know, asks you pinpoint questions. Are you wearing a mask? I mean, is this trip to the store worth it? We want you to shop, but, you know, anybody feel uncomfortable at all. So I just wanted to add that tidbit.
Sounds good. Reminder to everyone to mute your computer, including me. And if you're muted now, I apologize. My dog heard someone's dog bark. They barked. We got dogs barking everywhere. Thank you, Assemblymember DeLong. Assemblymember Decker.
I wanted to add a little bit. My understanding of the reopening is it's not a requirement for anyone. It's just making it possible for certain businesses under certain circumstances. And it's really up to the business to determine whether that's feasible or something they want to take on or not. I had a couple updates myself about some things in the seafood industry. We're reaching out to some of the marine fuel suppliers to try to get actual written procedures that they are going to be implementing this year across the state for when fishing vessels fuel up. So, you know, basically let fishermen understand what's going to be expected of them and try to get some consistency across the state so people aren't sort of breaking a quarantine type of status when they get fuel. We also, in some conversations in the past week, heard both the governor in press briefings and from some other folks in the administration, we heard them talk about plans in the next week or so that they'll start rolling out related to getting a significant shipment of PPE into the state that they are going to be distributing. They did not give information about how or where. And then also a new plan to roll out additional testing. And again, they didn't give any details other than kind of stay tuned for more details. So I think it's an attempt to bring some of these things together with this idea of reopening. And then third, this statewide fisheries group called AFISH Committee. They've been the ones working with the Discovery Health MD out of Washington. And they've got University of Washington on board with sort of a research pilot testing program for out-of-state fishermen and processing workers that are coming to Alaska. The University of Washington, I guess, cut their costs in half to perform. What they're trying to do is two tests over the 14-day quarantine period that'll give folks more surety that folks are actually clean and good to go to come into Alaska. They're actually talking about doing a quarantine period before they come to the state with the two tests over that 14-day period. And then they can come to the state with, so, you know, processors, they're not actually bringing people into the state that might be sick. They know very clearly beforehand. And also, you know, they're not putting people on vessels in small confined areas, not knowing whether they're sick. So they're really actually going above and beyond what the state requires and in an effort to be confident. So the big takeaway there, though, was they need help with coordinating the independent commercial fishermen from out of state because that's a hard group to get their hands around. And they also need help funding it. And so they've asked us to, you know, any channels that we have to try and get some funds toward that testing pilot program would be helpful. That's all I got.
Assemblymember Gilbert?
Yes, concerning our local small businesses, there can the city provide links to the COVID federal relief funds that are coming out? I'm talking about the Paycheck Protection Program and other small business assistance programs.
Mr. Mayor? So Assemblymember Gilbert, Carol has been sending out regular emails and updates to the vast list of businesses she has on email. And she's been sending all that information to the Chamber of Commerce as well. And I believe it's on our resource page on our website. I can confirm that with the clerk, but I believe those links are there as well.
Thank you.
Sorry about that, City Manager Von Bargen. I was asleep at the wheel. Assembly Member DeLong.
I apologize if my dogs bark. I just want to say that our Chamber of Commerce, the Wrangell Chamber of Commerce, did receive their funding and they went through that program. So that hit the account. So just report on our chamber.
Thank you, Assemblymember DeLong. And Assemblymember Morrison. And I think you're on mute.
Oh, okay, hold on a second.
There you go.
No, not. Okay. I just a comment, and I don't know if this is apropos or not, but if the governor mandates that a certain business can be open and they choose not to because of the concerns that I spoke about before, does that mean that they will no longer receive unemployment benefits?
I don't know if we would have that answer. Do you, City Manager Von Bargen, or
I have no idea.
If I may, Mr. Mayor, that is certainly a question that I can pose to my resources to find out. But it's a very good question. I don't know.
Well, thank you. I'd appreciate that.
City Manager Von Bargen, do you have anything else for us?
Mr. Mayor, just a couple of things. I see that, Captain Spray was on the line, but she's gone now. I was going to ask her for an EOC update, but she may have had to have responded to a call. And I wanted to, we'll skip the EOC update since she's no longer on the line. Did you want to talk about your conversation with with Mayor Sievertson?
Oh, yeah. As you know, I'm highly suspicious and suspect of everything. I'm very concerned about sort of back dealings and advocating for even sort of a modified cruise ship industry that, you know, most people are not including in their plans as they move forward with opening the fisheries. We're not also, and I guess we're not really planning for a cruise industry because we've sort of been told that it looks like it's not going to happen. Well, today I was speaking with Mayor Sievertson in Ketchikan, and he told me, and Lisa, I'm going to need you to help me with the acronym, the appropriate acronym.
It's CLIA, Cruise Line Industry of America. Carol can chime in here too. It's, or Cruise Line Industry of Alaska.
Yeah, I think
it's Cruise Line International Association is CLIA.
All right, thank you.
Okay, so CLIA, that one, is in discussions with the CDC to open up large vessel traffic to Alaska at 50% capacity, which they feel is more than enough to maintain social distancing on the cruise ship. And Mayor Sievertson is extremely concerned, obviously, because you go from, let's say you've got staff on there and you know, people. So, I mean, maybe you go down to 2,000 instead of 4. I don't know what they get into Ketchikan. But it certainly changes the matrix for us if we're talking about the larger ships coming. I know some of ours have absolutely canceled for the season, but we still do have some larger boats on the books. But it, obviously, if the larger ships are coming, they're anticipating lessening of restrictions regarding out-of-state quarantine, regarding number of people that can be in an area. And I don't necessarily think they would be lobbying the CDC if they weren't also in talks with the state. So we have asked the state where they're at on numerous different forums, and we always get, oh, that's down the road and that alligator isn't close enough to the boat yet for us to deal with. But I am concerned solely because as we're moving forward, we're sort of looking at the overall number of additional people in the community. And if all of a sudden you have an additional 200 in one day on a large ship, that changes the capacity equation. And if we've already, you know, committed to fisheries to be open as a critical infrastructure, how does that play out for our minimal resources that we have for healthcare? So I found that somewhat concerning, but Mayor Sievertson said he would keep me updated and let me know what the buzz is. But Carol, if you could also keep an ear out for that with your contacts, so we're prepared and we're having discussions early.
Yes, I will, absolutely.
Mr. Mayor, I don't have anything else other than I hate to end on a more negative note. I will say that one of the things that the Unified Command prepared for was a worst case scenario situation. And that was in case we ended up having mass casualties. And the other mandate that came down is that anybody that, my understanding, and Mayor, correct me if I'm wrong, anybody that passes away currently has to be considered a potential for COVID, and so has to be stored separately. And so we had to come up with a plan for an alternative morgue, and that was the purchase of a refrigerator van, and that has been purchased and went into place by the hospital today.
And it's, yeah, I actually, City Manager Von Bargen, that is true. I just confirmed it with Lynn, that anyone who passes away has to be considered COVID positive. And she said that the freezer van, to her knowledge, is in tomorrow. So, not that we have a rash or a super need for it right now, but
no.
Yeah.
So again, I hate to end on a bit of a morbid note, but that was the last thing on my list for today, Mr. Mayor.
Well, let's end on a positive note. Congratulations to Caleb for your third place finish with the newspaper there for in this entire state, and also to Tawny for her outstanding artwork in illustration. So there's a positive note for us to finish on. Yes. Anything else from anybody? Last thoughts or questions? Thank you all. Oh, Maya, snuck it in under the wire. Go for it there, Assemblymember DeLong.
No, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just want to say, I just want to be very transparent in saying if anybody has any questions on the reopen or wants to tag in, you know, between meetings, I'm sure Kim can facilitate that. Or any, you know, if you know, we all hear things from other businesses, like, let's get the facts out there. Let's keep it real with what we're doing. So I just wanted to say, you know, it doesn't have to be Rumorville. Let's just like tell it how it is with things going on and be happy to talk with anybody about anything that comes up.
Perfect. Yeah. Thank you, Assemblymember DeLong. Anyone else? This is your last chance. Get your hand up. All right. I don't see anyone. With that, we will gavel out at 6:13 p.m. Thanks so much, everybody. Appreciate taking the time for the update.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.